The sports writers from the Salem News. Team coverage, topics, and sports names in the news on msonewsports.com and salemnews.com.
And welcome. I'm Bill Newell, joined by Phil Stacey, the executive sports editor of the Salem News, and Nick Giannino. We expect Matt Williams to be joining us shortly, but we're doing this via some crazy new technology called the conference call because we're social distancing. But Phil, Nick, welcome.
Thanks, Phil.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Appreciate it.
Well, there's sometimes there's so much to talk about. Sometimes there's so little. I don't even know what we have here, whether it's so much or so little. But Phil and Nick, let's just begin with today's news. Tom Brady leaving the Patriots. I guess I'm surprised, but yet again, when you sell your house, you can't be too surprised the guy is moving on.
Yeah. It just sounds like it was one of those things, and Nick, you can go, but it just sounds like it's one of those things that's ran its course, and, you know, here we are today, left with this.
Yeah, I'm more surprised that the news took so long to come out. I mean, if they weren't going to get a contract done, they should have had this decided weeks ago. It seems like it's been going on forever. I'm just curious to see where he ends up. You know, obviously we're going to miss him. 20 years, nine Super Bowl appearances. He's an all-time GOAT, but, life goes on, and he was going to step away at some point anyway. I mean, interesting to see what he does with another team.
Mm.
I think, to be honest with you, it had dragged out for so long, for lack of a better term, that people have become a little bit numb to it. You know, I ran a poll on Twitter last week, I think, and one of the options was sick of hearing about it, and that won overwhelmingly over, I think he's going to leave, I think he's going to stay, that kind of thing. So, because they lost so early in the playoffs, which people around here are not used to, and it's been more than 2 months since they played, the thing just dragged on. I mean, it's like 70-plus days. There's only so much you could write and speculation. He certainly wasn't talking, so everybody has to try and read through the tea leaves. He's selling his house. He met with Mark Davis at this UFC fight, you know, blah, 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 all this different stuff. But now it's finally here and he's gone. And we wonder, is it now the Jared Stidham era? Does somebody else come in as a stopgap for a year or two? Do they try to tank, which I don't think so, and maybe draft a Trevor Lawrence next year? A lot of different variables, but you know, if you go back to the old Seinfeld clip, we're all really rooting for Laundry. Everybody loves Tom Brady, but I don't see everybody who has been a fan of his over the last 20 years suddenly jumping ship and saying, well, I'm going to follow the team that he goes to. I'm going to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan all of a sudden. No, you root for the Patriots, so you have to believe that they have a plan in place, even if it's going to hurt in the short term, that maybe it'll help long term. And you know, I mean, the Patriots are the team you root for, so you got to stick with them and believe they know what they're doing. And you know, hey, let's be honest, he's going to be 43 next season.
Right.
And Father Time is undefeated in all these matches with athletes, you know, as life goes on. As great as Brady is and as diligent as he is to prepare his body and keep himself pliable and all these other things, you know, time catches up with everyone.
Yeah.
I'm seeing here, and I don't know how reliable this source is. I'm not a big fan of this guy, Colin Coward, but he says that he's told that Tom Brady plans to sign with Tampa. I don't know how accurate that is, but, you know, we'll see. That would open up Jameis Winston, who I think has a lot of potential. Obviously, he's pretty famous for throwing the 30 last year with the 30 touchdowns, but he can limit those turnovers. He's got a pretty good arm, you know. He can move the ball.
Yep.
We'll see. I don't know. Maybe they'll stick with Stidham. I was actually exchanging texts with Mike Giardi this afternoon, and he said he's thinking about coming out of retirement, maybe bringing Brooks Tyrell, Bo Millett at tight end. He thinks they can make it work.
that Harvard Marblehead connection could definitely do some damage there. But
yeah.
Hey, if that's true with Brady, then, I mean, you know what? He has two elite receivers to throw to in Godwin and Evans. You know, he's playing in a beautiful stadium where it's sunny 11 plus months of the year. Coach that's probably going to let him run the show, and Bruce Arians, you know, quarterback friendly guy, decent offensive line. I mean, hey, power to him if that's what he wants to do.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, let's you guys, by the way, just for everyone's information, the office staff at the Salem News, I take it everybody's, or just about everybody's working from home now, at least the reporters are.
Yeah, just about everybody. I mean, definitely us sports guys, including our buddy Nick Kukru down at the Gloucester Times. He is home in Gloucester, writing from home. I mean, there's really nothing out in the area for us to go and cover, so we are doing a work, and as Nick can tell you, we're still plenty busy. It's not like we're hurting for stuff to do, thankfully. We have a lot of stuff we can do, a lot of backlog stuff. It's a time of year where we're running our final winter sports columns of the year. So we've had boys and girls hockey. Mick is going to put together, or is in the process of putting together, his boys basketball for Wednesday's newspaper and online. Of course, the great Gene DiPlacido will do girls basketball for Thursday, and get a lot of stuff, other stuff in the can too, between All Stars and some features and ideas that everyone has thrown at me. So, thankfully, having a great staff like I do, Bill, enables us to crank out the copy even when times are dire. And I think Matt Williams has joined us.
Yeah. Matt, are you there?
Willie, is that you?
Hello. Yeah, I didn't want to interrupt.
I know Matt was having some troubles joining, but obviously he's gotten in now, so that's good news. So Phil, I guess the question is, okay, you're good this week, but what about come May 1st? How's that going to be looking, you know?
Well, you know, hopefully we're not at that point, but if we are, I have total confidence that we'll be able to still put out a compelling sports section that people are going to want to turn to, especially in the time where there's so much uncertainty and so much of the news that we're hearing is bad or potentially bad or things could get worse. I think, you know, people need to have a diversion. You know, as silly as that sounds, when things are bad, you know, for me, I have my three kids here, which is great. You know, I mean, I don't know if I'll be saying that May 1st, but you know, for now, like, it's great that they're a perfect diversion to, you know, play games, board games with them, or, you know, my daughter and I, my soon-to-be 8-year-old daughter and I have been doing a lot of rock, paper, scissors before bed. We make a big joke out of that. So, simple things like that. I've been catching up on my movie watching and, you know, things of that nature, binge-watching shows that I haven't followed up on, like Narcos, things like that. So, yeah, that's going good. I told Willie the other day, I watched, I had never seen the Daniel Day-Lewis movie, There Will Be Blood. And I'm like, oh, this is great. You know, I mean, I wouldn't have had 2.5-3 hours during my normal day to catch up on that. So that worked out good. But getting back to your question, yeah, we get a lot of good stuff. Nick and I have been talking. Willie and I have been talking. We do have stories that pertain to our local athletes and sporting culture to get us through this. So hopefully it ends soon, but if it doesn't, we will be prepared.
You have time to watch The Irishman now, too. No excuses on that one, I guess, for people. Yeah.
I watched that over like a 2-day period. I did see that, yeah.
All right. Yeah, I think, what is that, Nick, for like 4 hours or something like that? I don't know.
I'm looking at it right now. It's 3.5 hours, looks like.
All right. All right.
3 and change, yeah.
Yeah.
Takes a long time for De Niro to go from 25 to 75 in that movie, I think.
Yeah.
Well, 3 hours, it sounds reasonable. Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
These days, you know. I mean, there's
3.5 hours is the new 5.5 hours. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But there's only so much, you know, press briefings and CNN and MSNBC you can watch.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
It's good to have those diversions.
Right.
Matt, we haven't heard much. We talked about Tom Brady, a number of other things. But how have you been spending your time?
Me?
Matt, I'm sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, what are we, day two or three of who knows how many? I mean, it seems like it's been a contest now to see who can cancel things the longest. So I don't know. I think wait and see, watch TV, you know, that's about it. not a whole lot going on, and, you know, they've banned treadmills now, too, can't have that, so I'm just waiting for the weather to get nice so at least I can get some exercise. I think it's, you know, probably pretty selfish of me to say, but I think it's going to be worse for my health if I'm not able to get my heart rate going, you know, and I don't do so good in the cold. I said to Nick, geez, if I try to run outside in the 40 degrees, I'm going to get sick, and then people are going to think I have the disease or something. So it's, you know, you're getting a little stir crazy here already, and it's only been 2 days.
I just
download the Calm app. I'm telling you, it works wonders.
I heard
wonders.
About that, actually.
It's pretty good. My wife had it.
Guys, a little bit, is that the, did you say the Calm app?
Oh, go ahead.
Yes, C-A-L-M, yes.
Okay.
It's pretty good. I've been using it while doing some work when I'm not listening to some music, and it's a nice, pleasant little diversion, you know? Keep you on the even keel, so to speak.
A little meditating involved there?
I mean, I'm not throwing on the yoga pants or anything. it's just nice and chill.
Next time we get together, we'll all have our yoga pants on. How about that, man?
I could see that happening. Yeah.
On the phone, on a conference call, not in person, you know. But yeah.
Now, Bill, would you have been either in Worcester on Saturday or at the Garden on Sunday? Had there been any state finals played in basketball or hockey?
Well, you know, I guess I would have been, so it would have been Worcester, right, for basketball. So, for Lynn English or maybe St. Mary's. So, you know, I've talked about that with some other people, and the fact the MIAA took a little time in calling those games, but I get it. You know, I think, you know, there was some thinking that they wanted to try to get them in. I can't fault them for that piece, but they did kind of wait a while, and I was kind of glad when they did, to be on a selfish point of view, because it's probably the right thing to do. Yeah.
Any thoughts from anybody really on co-champion?
Coach what?
I'm co-champion.
Oh yeah.
In the various sports.
Well, I think for me they definitely did the right thing. I think that, you know, I think that they've handled the spring correctly as far as postponement goes, right? Because you don't know what's going to happen. There's no way for us to know what's going to happen 8 weeks from now today. But for the winter, I think, like, you know, if you postpone, there's like an inherent pressure on these teams to stay together, to practice, to stay in shape. And I mean, as we know, with the social distancing, and, you know, every AD has been reminding everyone on social media, you know, there's no captain's practice allowed. Everything is closed. Don't congregate. And so I think if they tried to postpone the winter championships, right, that you know, it would have been bad, because these teams would have been trying to find ice and courts and trying to stay hot and stay in shape and all that stuff. So they really, I think, didn't have any choice in the matter. And I think, you know, co-champions, what else can you do, right? I mean, that's the only thing to do. I've already started thinking about, you know, 10 years down the line when we're well past this, right? If there's no spring season, how many bars on the North Shore are you going to be able to walk into and listen to guys that are already out of college telling stories? Oh, yeah, if we didn't have the virus, my team would have won state that year. You know, there's going to be, I think, dozens of teams claiming that this was our year and we lost it, you know, which is just kind of, it made me laugh when I thought of it. It was just a little light moment, just like you hear glory days, you know, Springsteen, when you go down the bar before Thanksgiving. That'll be a new wrinkle to it, you know. We would have won the title in 20 for sure.
We could have been contenders.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Yeah, well, I think you're 100% right, Willie, in that the only thing they could do was declare co-champions. I mean, extraneous circumstances and times call for extraneous measures, and I'm sure, you know, whether it's Lynn English boys basketball or Arlington boys hockey or Canton girls hockey or, you know, whatnot, nobody is probably thrilled with being a state champion. I have yet to hear anybody ask the question, well, would you rather have played and lost and then you're not a state champion or not? And I guess that's beside the point, but, you know, there was no other way for the MIA to do it. I mean, again, hindsight being what it is, I'm actually surprised they played games as late as Wednesday. I was out at a game last Wednesday in Framingham. You guys were at the Garden watching Beverly play, and again, what we know now, you think, oh my God, like, that's, you know, all these kids are in the stands cloistered together, and, you know, especially in basketball, they're all handling the same ball and this and that, so you hope that everybody will be all right, but I think they did the smart thing, and when it comes to the spring, I think they're trying to take every precaution, too. I've had a few people mention me on Twitter, oh, you know, they're yanking these kids around, making them think something's going to happen when it isn't. And it's like, well, no, they're not, actually. They're trying to do the best they can with circumstances that can literally change by the hour. As, you know, if you've watched any news, you know that. And the only way for this to, and believe me, I'm not putting on my Dr. Smock here, but from what I can glean from this situation, the only way to stop the spread is to literally shut down for a period of time so that the virus doesn't have anywhere to travel and to infect people. And by doing that, then hopefully you're able to salvage something, whether it's a portion of the spring high school season, the NBA season, the Major League Baseball season, the NHL playoffs, all these different things that people want to have as part of their normal quote-unquote lives, whether you play sports, whether you watch sports, in our case, whether you write about sports, we all want it back to normal. There's no question about that. But I think in order for that to happen, people really need to adhere to the guidelines that are being put out there. And that's the first step that we go back. Now, is that a guarantee? Of course not. But it's a huge start if people will listen to what they're saying and stay inside and self-quarantine and don't go out unless you absolutely have to go to the grocery store or something like that. And, you know, hopefully by the 1st of May or so, we'll have a spring season to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think that it's great that they did, you know, specifically looking at the spring sports start, they pushed it to the end of April. I think it's great that for now they set a date and, you know, give these kids some hope, sort of a light at the end of the tunnel type deal, because really nobody knows what's going to happen. Who knows in 6 weeks if this thing is under control and they're able to get back out there, that's great. You know, if they're not and they have to revisit it and end up canceling it, then, but everybody's safe, that's, you know, that's great too. So I think they did the right, the MIAA did the right thing in handling this and setting a date for now, so these kids can have something to look forward to and stay healthy and stay, you know, ready if they are going to get back out on their athletic surfaces.
I mean, they may end up getting creative, you know, play into the summer if you have to. I mean, right. I don't think anybody's going to be going on any vacations. And you know what? If they are, there'll be a bright-eyed, bushy-tailed sophomore ready to take your place. You know, I mean, we don't know. We don't know if the schools could be in session. I mean, this is unprecedented. I know, you know, unions, laws, I mean, the schools are supposed to not be in session, but are they going to be able to promote all these kids to new grades if they miss 2 months of school? I don't know. So, you know, hey, I think everything should be on the table. You know, get creative. There's a lot of smart people out there that can come up with some ideas. And, you know, it's really early in this process, right? People can have a long time to stand in front of the chalkboard and brainstorm. So, you know, part of me is excited to see what they come up with.
Well, as I said earlier, this is only day two. I mean, gosh, I mean, I don't know if we're going to do this, but in essence, it's kind of day two. But I agree with Nick. I think it was good.
I know you would certainly remember this, and Willie, I don't know if you would, but, you know, there was a time when there was what was called an open tournament for, like, I can remember very clearly in basketball, where you could have a 3-17 record and choose to take part in the state tournament. You know, you filled out the paperwork and you said, yep, we'll give it a shot and we'll go from there. And that really benefited Salem High School 1 year when they had to forfeit like 13 games because of an ineligible player after they had already won those games. So they went into the tournament with something like a 6-14 record, they end up winning the North and going all the way to the Boston Garden. So we could see something like that in the springtime here, albeit on a much more condensed schedule. You know, I mean, maybe a team only plays 10 regular season games instead of 20, or they play 8 instead of 16, or, you know, however it is, whether it's tennis matches or lacrosse games or whatnot, track meets. So maybe there would be more of an open tournament format so that everyone could say, well, you know what, we had a shortened season, but at least I got to go to the playoffs. I mean, I think that's one idea that's certainly going to be bandied about.
No, I agree with you, Phil. I think that is probably something that they're probably going to talk about. And again, we have to get to the end of April and see if, in fact, things do look better and if they can start seasons. But it is amazing that, you know, the NCAA's postponed, the spring sports and colleges is postponed in different leagues and so on. So this stuff just isn't happening. You know, the Kentucky Derby gets postponed, the Masters, you know, all of this stuff. I mean, those big events need ramp-up time, and they just won't be guaranteed that ramp-up time that they need. So, and, you know.
Remember how, you know, if we go back a week ago, how much things have changed in 1 week?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there was talk that, well, maybe they can still play, but in empty stadiums, and maybe we can do this. And they were still playing high school games a week ago today, and now, you know, we're basically shut down. I really feel for all high school seniors, especially those who, you know, their favorite sport is softball or baseball or tennis or lacrosse or outdoor track and field or men's volleyball, even rugby. You know, this was it for them. This is their last thing. It's what they look forward to. Never mind that these kids could be missing out on a prom or an actual graduation or a senior week or things like that. I mean, your heart really has to go out to them. Having said that, and I've seen, you know, how people have kind of bookended this group of kids. Let's say you were born in 97 or 98, you're a high school senior now. You know, one of the first things you might remember if you're that age is 9/11 or hearing about it or whatnot. And now your life is bookended with this, you know, pandemic. You hope that there's greatness that comes out of this this class of seniors. And as we're talking here on the North Shore, there's so many great student athletes, kids who are not only terrific athletes, but also wonderful kids who are very bright. And I hope with them we have a promising future, but that starts with being safe now. And hopefully we can get these kids back out in their athletic endeavors before they graduate.
Well, man, I'll let you guys go. I mean, but if you guys want to whip around and say one more closing thought or something else that we didn't touch on, completely different, that's fine too. And, you know, brighten this up a little bit if possible, you know?
Sure.
Go ahead, Phil.
Nick, go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to say it's kind of a breath of fresh air to actually have some NFL news. You know, they're still going on with the business, and it's nice to be able to read some stuff on the NFL front that we're going to be seeing, you know, hopefully next season with these players switching teams, and obviously the Tom Brady news today, but there's been some big trades. DeAndre Hopkins switching teams, Stephon Diggs switching teams, so it's interesting, you know, it's something to read up on and watch even on ESPN or whatever instead of all this coronavirus talk, which obviously is important, but it's a lot, you know, it's heavy.
I guess I would just say to, you know, try to turn this into a positive in any way possible that you can, whether it's spending time with your parents, your spouse, your children, your brothers and sisters. You know, dig out those old board games that you guys haven't played in a long time. Spend time together. Have a movie night. Check in on your loved ones and just, you know, time to reflect a little bit, you know, about times like this where you realize what's truly important in your life. And we all want certain things back, but we got to take care of this first. And so take care of each other and take care of yourself. Do your part. And hopefully we'll get back to this sooner rather than later.
Hmm. Matt?
Yeah, well said. I don't really have much to add, you know, just I guess do what they tell you and hope it works out for the best. You know, it's hard to understand, hard to really wrap your head around all of it, but, you know, do you, and learn a new hobby, buy some Legos, and you know, hopefully we'll see you soon.
Exactly.
Same boat. That's the biggest thing too. You know, we're not alone here.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah. All right, man. Thank you. Phil Stacey, executive sports editor, Salem News. Matt Williams, assistant sports editor of the Salem News. And, of course, Nick Giannino from the sports team as well at the Salem News. And I'm Bill Newell. Thanks a lot for being with us on the Sports Writers from the Salem News.
The Sports Writers from the Salem News. Team coverage, topics, and sports names in the news on MSONewsSports.com and SalemNews.com.